Maria, after your legs knitted themselves back together and you brushed off some of the greasy ash that was once Raymond Milliner, you realize that you are totally alone in this part of AC. Your attacker, Lubongo, was gone. Did you spend the time searching the factory again, or did you just get the hell out of this area?
I decided that as much as I wanted to kill that man, that right now I was not in the right shape to try to do so. It would be most likely that I would end up in the same way as Ray. So I decided that it would be for the best to retreat and lick my wounds before hunting them down.
At first you stagger. Eventually you find your feet. As you make your way back into the city, you eventually hail a cab and presumably don't communicate much other than your destination as the Three Bears Casino.
I hope that the chauffeur can pick up on that, but if he tries to start a conversation, I'll politely try to let him know that right now I'm not in a great place and I would appreciate some silence.
He turns the music up. Eventually you reach the Three Bears and you can see there's something of a disturbance outside. There's a paramedic with an ambulance. He seems to be interviewing or speaking to some of the casino security about, as you get out of the taxi, there was a man stabbed here. Well, where is he? There's blood. Where's the guy? Someone's saying he walked into the ocean. Walked into the ocean? What? And you can see there's a coast guard now making its way through the water in an inflatable, torches beamed down, trying to find any trace of the body.
Curious to what's happening, but not sure if it's relevant to me, but might head to the pier to clear my head at least.
You're not the only person there. There's lots of people looking in the water from the pier, but you take a bit of a distance, try and make as much space between you and them as possible. And that's when you see him just a little way down the beach, away from where all the congregation are, stepping from the water, saturated, of course, but trying to stay out of view. Is your peer, John Smith. John.
I don't know how much time passed, but when I finally started thinking again, I knew I couldn't just fucking swim upwards. I did my best to avoid the search, and I've swam down, away from the tide, hoping that if they think my body's dead, it's going the other way at least. And yeah, I've just sort of emerged, trying to keep a low profile. I've pulled my soaking hoodie up. I'm checking my gun. Thinking to myself, that's what you get. You thought you'd have a moment of fun, a moment of fucking living. You're fucking dead, you idiot. It all went wrong so fucking quickly. I barely even noticed that someone else is coming close.
I guess you were the guy who got stabbed.
Ah. Yeah, fuck, I got fucking jumped. They've taken Natalie. Quick, where's Ray? I guess it must be the people we're after or something. I don't fucking know, and we can't go back to the, I can't go back to the fucking hotel. Fuck. And then I actually see Maria and how she looks, and I say, where the fuck have you been, Maria? What happened?
It's a long story. As for Ray, well, he's dead.
You see me look at you, generally surprised, dripping, What?
Yeah, so we pretty much walked into an ambush. Both saw it coming, however, didn't really count on the reinforcements and the sudden appearance of a vampire with a flamethrower, so, you know.
A fucking flamethrower? You are kidding. I kick the dirt. Well, fuck! Nally is who knows where? You're telling me Ray's fucking dead? It's more than a fucking leak! It's just like a gang war or something, like... Fuck these... Fuck it.
So, we know that there are definitely members of the family that has turned their coats against us, because they were quite happily... Well, they didn't really hesitate to attack us. And the reason why I'm standing here instead of Ray is because... Oh, well, they chose that I would be the one to bring the message, and I suppose...
Oh, I get it. That's what this is. It's we now go back and tell them, fuck off to the rest of us, yeah? Great. Just great. Did they mention anything about Nally?
No.
Fuck. My mind starts trying to race back. Did I get that license plate of that car before it sped off?
Could you do an intelligence and investigation, please?
3 successes.
You think you can. You can recall a good half of it.
I think I remember some of the license plate.
So yeah, you could call that in to the cops.
I look to Maria and say, we could always track the car she was in. I'm sure the police would really love to help.
My plan was to recover for a bit, then, you know, pass on the message and try to barrel my way in, since... kind of failed my mission, and usually what happens when someone like me fails their mission is that they pay for it. So I'd rather go out on my own terms.
I suppose technically we fulfilled one end of the mission. We know who the fucking leak is. What were the, who was it you went to meet again? Was it one of those names? Strand?
Yes, Lubego? Exactly, Miss Strand.
Right. Miss Strand, who was the flamethrower?
His name was Lubango, and since it's a bit personal, I am first and foremost going to repay the favor to him.
I fucking get you. Well, yeah, there you go. It's those two. They're the fucking snitches, and they've turned a whole fucking bunch of us against each other. Okay, great. Oh, fuck. I don't know if I can go back to the hotel. Hang on. I try and pull my hoodie up even more. Frown a little and say, I might need a change of clothes. People are going to be looking for a guy who fell in the pier. I couldn't help it. I got stabbed and I just... It was either go in the water or, you know, fucking kill a bunch of innocent people.
I guess we can switch. Worst case, I mean, might get some staring.
Right, get back to the hotel. We don't split up ever again. That was the fucking mistake we made, splitting up. No, we're outnumbered and outgunned, clearly. We need to stick together for the rest of this year.
Good idea, at least until you decide what you want to do next. I've told you what I'm planning to do. There's no need for you to go out guns blazing unless you choose to. But for me, I'm going to end up dead because I failed in protecting my quarry. And so any chance I have for forgiveness lies best in going out and trying to avenge or successfully avenging, so.
I don't know what they fucking done with Nally, and I have to make sure she's safe. I fucked up. I... Fuck it. We should have just... Okay, well, let's go back to the... Let's switch clothes. Okay, fine. I start taking off my clothing some of it blood smeared, although I imagine by this point the stab wound is already gone. I don't imagine.
Yeah. The stab wound has healed itself. There's not even so much as a light sting anymore. And you switch clothes. Not that Maria was wearing anything archetypally feminine, but yeah, you are wearing women's clothing now, and it isn't all that shocking to see in Atlantic City. It's a good time city, and just the same, Maria is just wearing a very soggy hoodie, which looks a bit odd heading into a casino.
I'm going with Uncanny Valley here, hoping that people are not expecting someone who fell into a pier to suddenly be wearing a completely different outfit, walking around just fine.
Exactly. And there's plenty of tourists who are dressed worse than the both of you. So you make your way back to your penthouse suite. And I'm going to say that it is around this time that Natalie, Sammy, drops you back off at the Three Bears after you've had a very uncomfortable meal. He just stares at you as you drive there. He's not saying anything anymore. He's been trying at light conversation all night and not really getting very far, but he's just smiling. Natalie. We've reached your stop.
Thank God.
Now, don't forget what I told you. These Hecata are bad people. And remember, if what I said turns out to be true, you owe me. That's how it works.
And how do we figure out if it's true?
Well, I guess there's only one way to find the proof in that kind of pudding. But listen, the way I see it, you owe me a favor no matter what. Because you've crossed me so many times, you've ignored me so much, all you had to do was return a single call. I'm not gonna get onto that harp again. Just don't be a stranger, okay?
Sure.
I'm gonna be sticking around the city. I'm not going to be staying in the same hotel as you. But I've got people that are going to be keeping their eye on you and your friends. Okay?
Cool.
And, Natalie, he slips you a piece of paper. That's my new number. That's just for you. This phone, I call it the Natalie phone. Whenever it calls, I'll know it's you.
You have a phone? What? Are you kidding me?
You can call me on this phone. It's just for you.
You're sick.
Well, I thought that was a bit romantic.
I don't find this situation very romantic. You kidnapped me.
I took you out to dinner.
You kidnapped me!
Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. The way I saw it, you walked into that restaurant by yourself.
After being threatened by your goons? Yeah, sure, I did.
Oh, wait, myself. They threatened you? That wasn't with my permission.
Sure,
I'll be giving them a stern talking to, don't you worry.
Right, just get me out of this car.
Yeah, as I say, don't be a stranger, I know where you're staying. He lets the door open, waves you off. Do you make your way back up to the penthouse?
Before I do that, I will. Mm-hmm. But before I do that, I will just stand outside for a bit and think to myself that I can't believe this is happening again. I can't believe that he's in my life again after so many years of not having anything to do with him. I immediately feel emotions that I haven't felt in years. Fear and anger and resentment
I'm shaking. I walk inside to the lobby and I walk up to the front desk and ask the person behind it if I can borrow a phone.
Of course. And a phone gets slid across for you.
And I'm going to type in Mowbray's number.
It rings and rings and goes to voicemail.
Hi, this is Natalie. Sammy is here and he kidnapped me and it's a really bad situation and I need help. And I don't want to be here anymore. I want to go back to the crypt. I don't want to. I don't like it out here. Please, if you hear this, just, I'm staying at, the Free Bears. Just please call the front desk. This number. Bye. And I make my way up to the penthouse.
When you get there, you find the somewhat disheveled Maria and John. All of you look like you've been through a rough night, albeit for three different reasons.
Hi.
I immediately get up from where I swap back into some spare clothing. What the... Natalie! You were right. Who fucking took you? Was it Strand? How did you get away? What happened?
It's, somehow I feel like I shouldn't say what just happened. I feel Sammy's voice in my head telling me that he would hurt me. And I struggle to get the words on my lips. A guy I used to know. Nothing to do with this entire thing.
A guy you used to know? What, like a model?
No, not exactly. He is,
Is he one of the family? He got a guy to stab me up? And you're not gonna believe this. Fucking Ray is fucking dead.
What?
I step in as I have a bit of a gut feeling from my mortal days working at the women's shelter that Natalie isn't doing okay at all. And John just pouring information that might be overloading her this time. Step in and I tell both of them that yes, Ray is unfortunately not here with us anymore. And we need to decide on what to do next.
Well, what happened to Ray? It wasn't someone called Sammy, right? Or they didn't mention that name, right?
Sammy? Wait, Sammy... The guy from the... Is Sammy G the one who took you, Natalie?
Yeah.
Well, great. He's on it as well. Motherfucker.
Listen, I think this is just something personal. I don't think it has anything to do with anything. I really just want some peace right now.
I look like I'm about to say something, but then I sort of look at Maria, look at Natalie, and I say, I'm sorry, Natalie. You go and I'm glad you're okay. Okay, just you go and rest up. We'll deal with the aftermath. Well, I'll say is yeah, We gotta be careful now, Natalie. The whole family here in Atlantic City, they're all fuckers, and they fucked us all over, okay, so...
Can we just go? Can we just go from this place? Just leave?
Maybe. Me and Maria gotta talk, and I look to Maria. I'll make the phone call. I'll take that one, at least.
Alright.
Natalie's gonna take her duvet from her bed and her pillow and grab them and drag them onto the floor. And she's gonna sit underneath a desk in the room and cover herself with the duvet and just stare blankly into the room. She needs to feel a frame around her, some safety, something that restricts her body. She can't even be in herself right now.
I've stepped into the bedroom and gone for the, I assume, one of the burner phones I imagine we would have been given for a bit of an emergency contact.
Yeah.
I pick it up and I ring. I don't know actually who'll be on the other end, but I assume someone I can report to.
Phone rings and rings. And then there's a pickup.
Hey.
Who's this?
Smith.
How's business, Smith?
Bad. I got names. Most likely all the snitch. It's not just one loose-lipped fish. It's a whole school of them.
We'll throw some dynamite in the pond, then.
Hangs up.
I click my teeth a little. In a way, having expected that. After all, part of me's thinking maybe they don't fucking care if any of us come back or not, really. But that's what they want. Fine. Okay. I step out. Maria, you got a moment?
Of course.
So. HQ says, throw the dynamite in. So that's our orders.
As expected.
Question is, how the fuck are we, just the two of us, and I don't think I can ask Natalie any more, but if she is involved, how the fuck do we take these fuckers out?
I'm not sure.
What happened with that meeting you had with the Cam, or the Anarch, or whatever other people, the others in this city?
Oh, yes. I didn't really listen in on the conversation, but it seemed cordial enough. However, if they are anarchs and well, one would assume that the loose ends from our family now are decided to move away from Camarilla, then yeah.
You think? I don't know. The way I got it, doesn't everyone hate us? Like, maybe. Don't see how much choice we have. Maybe if we go to the locals. I don't know, maybe if we do favor for a favor, do something for them, they help us clear house. We can take the main brunt of it, of course, but I don't know. I just don't think two of us can just take out God knows how many of them there are.
The way I see it, our lives are forfeit. So if you'd rather run, then you can take Natalie with you, because I really don't think that she is in the best headspace to go on a suicide mission. I've already accepted that I am dead, and I don't know what's gonna happen afterwards, but...
Hey, now, serious. Stop talking like that. You're better than that, I can tell. And I'm fucking better than that. No, it's not gonna be a fucking suicide mission. I'm gonna fucking take him out. But we need a plan.
Well?
I tell you what, I'll take it on. I'll fucking take it on. I owe you, and you've already been in the firing line. I'll go approach the, did you get told who you could approach?
Well, last time, with Ray and via Zingaretti, you were able to speak to the self-proclaimed Anarch Baron of Atlantic City. Being Blumenau. So if that's who you're intending on meeting, you could probably do it again via Zingaretti. If you're planning on meeting up with any of the members of the Hecata, you only really have the number for Strand, and that didn't work out too well last time.
No. And then, of course, there's Sammy G. I have no idea if he is fucking evolved, he's not fucking evolved, and I don't know what he's done to Natalie, but I do know that he got a guy to stab me.
Sammy G is definitely the wild card in this situation. Certainly, as you expressed, there's no desire to work with him. But if you're looking for an ally within your clan, within the family, he may be all you've got.
I say to Maria, fuck it. Maybe Sammy G wants to get some fucking points. Could use. I wonder how many people he has.
Problem is, there's only one person you know with contact with Sammy G, and that would be Natalie.
I'm gonna be honest with Natalie. I'll say, hey, I know you don't want to do anything else, and don't worry, I won't ask you to, but truth is, we're gonna be fucked out here if we don't, deliver. So I got two choices. I'm probably gonna go and try and talk to the locals, which, you know, might get me killed, but fuck it. Or if what you say is true about your and you can see I'm actually looking quite angry, Sammy G, if he actually is in fucking Atlantic City and he doesn't want to get his head on a plane, he technically has to fucking help us, but I get how that could feel for you. So what do you think?
So this is the situation I'm in right now. I either quit this mission and fuck everyone, all of us up, or I say yes to working with Sammy and destroy myself and go against my sire, the person who's actually been keeping me safe for years. And
I lean down and say, first of all, you wouldn't be fucking over anyone. I wouldn't make you do anything, Natalie. I promise. And you know, and I lower my tone very so slightly, if a certain Sammy G were in a situation which we might be ending up in, anything could happen. Who knows who could get killed?
He wants me to drink from him. He wants me to bind his blood to him. I don't want to do that again.
I'm pretty sure I've heard that doesn't take if the person you're bound to is dead.
You want to kill Sammy?
I sort of look a bit weird and I say, well, I don't know, Natalie. What I'm hearing, you're telling me there's an asshole in town, an asshole who got some people to stab me, an asshole who's done this to you, and I'm just saying, you know what, I've... anything could happen, couldn't it? If we go into a situation like this, it's not gonna be pretty, Natalie. There's gotta be people dying. Now, and then that sort of tone I'm taking changes, and I go back to just looking at the ground, and I say, but hey, I can also just go to the people here. I don't want to.
If it means I can do this, I have a phone number to Sammy. As long as I don't have to drink from him, then sure, I can help. But I would rather die. Suffer final fucking death. Than drinking from him. Do you understand that?
I would never make you do that. I get it. I fucking get it.
I'm being 100% serious. I don't want his blood in me. Again.
Tell you what. You give him a ring. You put me on.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna pick up the crumbled piece of paper in my pocket and fold it out and walk over to the hotel phone and call it.
You dial a number?
Yeah.
Well, that was quick. Natalie.
Hi.
You missing me already? It's not even been an hour.
Someone wants to speak to you. I hold the phone towards John.
I take it from you gently. Sammy G. Pleasure to speak to you, buddy.
Who the fuck's this?
Oh, you probably know already. You had some guys stab me earlier today.
You're the Putanesca boyfriend.
I generally, on my end of the phone, do a what the fuck and say, fuck off. Boyfriend, what the fuck are you talking about?
You know, you're lucky I didn't get my guy to just sever your fucking spine.
Oh yeah, I really am. Now listen, G. Business, because I know we ain't talking for pleasure. Here's the situation. Whole town, Atlantic City, full of motherfuckers to the family, yeah? Now, it ain't got nothing to do with you. Hell, I might be dead tomorrow for all I know. But the thing is, I have a phone, and what I can do is, I know us Putanescas are fucking boot shit. I know. But there's a lot of us. And I feel it'd be a real funny story, the last words of John Smith, or Joey Putanesca, whatever you want to call me, that Sammy Giovanni was in Atlantic City when a whole bunch of people betrayed the family, and he just chickened out and walked away. Because he's a big chicken shit. That would be a real funny one, wouldn't it? Donatello would definitely find it funny. And isn't it convenient that he was in Atlantic City when a bunch of Giovanni and family members betrayed the whole family? That's awful convenient, ain't it?
So, well, that was a lot of information to digest all at once, John. Let me get this straight. You're trying to implicate me in some kind of Atlantic City Hecatagon rogue bullshit? Is that what you're trying to do right now?
Of course not, Sammy G. Use your head. You're not an idiot. I'm telling you, hey, here's a chance for you to make it big. Be the big hero. You're gonna help us. You're gonna help us take out all these traitors. And you're going to go back to Donatello and show him how big balls you are. And everyone's going to fucking love you, aren't they?
Big balls, huh?
Of course. Ain't you got big balls?
Well, that's the kind of thing I like to keep between me and my priest. I think what you're saying has a certain amount of merit to it, John. I can see the logic in helping the clan, helping the family, scrub some unwanted elements. If we have something to install in its place. Yeah. Okay. So what's the deal here? You want some of my men to go shooting up some Hecata? You want me, in particular, to go doing that?
Sure. Whatever you can do.
Mm-hmm.
My orders from the family are clean up the mess. Now, with just me and what we got, it's probably just going to be a very quick cleanup on our end, but you could make it different, couldn't you?
Yeah, I think I probably could. But you gotta get something straight in your head, Podineska. You ain't in a position to be offering me shit. You ain't in a position to be telling me I could make something of myself. What the fuck are you? You're less than the bottom rung. You are scum on the heel of my shoe. You ain't making nothing of me. I'll be making something of myself. And you're certainly not going to be taking any of the glory, neither. You understand?
I didn't expect to.
Once all this is done, Podineska, I'll do some digging. I'll find out if everyone in this city is as gumbad as you say. And if they are, then we will all work together to clean them out. Exterminate the rats. But there's only going to be one person who's taking the reward home at the ceremony. And that's going to be me. And I'll pay tribute to you. I'm sure you could do with a better crew than what? Moses, isn't it?
Yeah.
You could join mine. How about that? And I would recognize you for the good work you've done providing me with this information.
Sure.
But it's gonna be May. You understand?
I get it, Sammy G. Come on, give me a break. I only gave you a hard time because I know you wouldn't have respected me if I didn't try at least. Nah, come on. I'm fine with you getting all the glory. I'm just a errand boy.
Now, knowing that this is a shitty situation, John, and knowing that you're with my Natalie as well, well, I gotta be prepared that things are gonna look a bit sideways. I need some insurance that I'm gonna get rewarded off the back of this, if not from Donatello, then from Natalie. Therefore, once all this is done, she comes with me. She's mine. That's all there is to it. And I want your word in this call right now. I want your solemn fucking vow on the whole fucking family that you're not gonna try and screw me here. That you're gonna deliver Natalie to me on a platter. And you ain't gonna resist it. Because I've seen the way, or I've at least heard of the way, you've been looking at her, and I can see it in my mind's eye, you motherfucker. You keep away from her, because she's mine. You deliver her to me. Once all this is done, we go our separate ways. You get your reward, I get mine, but I get the bigger one.
Sure. I'm a man of my word. You can ask Uncle Moses.
You give your word on the whole fucking family? That's what you're doing?
Sure.
Well, a man who ain't as good as his word ain't good for nothing. So, guess a deal's a deal. I'll scout them out, and either me or one of my guys or gals will get in touch with you tomorrow night, and we will see what's what.
Yeah.
Do pass on the message to Natalie, though, that you have made this deal, because I'd hate for it to come as a shock. Now, put the phone back to her.
I give back the phone, knowing in my heart that I'm going to fucking kill Sammy Giovanni, and he ain't gonna get anything. But he doesn't need to know that now.
Hello?
Natalie, what a charming friend you've got.
Yeah, that's it, at best.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've heard you talk that way before about a guy, and well, either way, I need to know that you're safe. So, me and your friend, we made a deal that once all this is over, you're coming with me.
What?
I look back at John.
I'll let him explain the details, but I think we came to a gentleman's agreement. And intelligence tells me that you got a woman up there with you as well, a Lamier or some shit. I know those broads pack a punch, and they like to go in with both feet. If I find a steely-looking woman eyeballing me, about to dropkick my head off, I'll know it's you that sent her, okay?
Did he agree on this?
Oh, okay. Trouble in paradise. I'm gonna go now. You can hash this out. Love you.
He hangs up.
Soon as he hangs up, I mouth, you aren't going anywhere. Don't worry.
You know, you can't just... Do you know who Sammy is?
Yeah, Natalie, I do.
He's really dangerous. And you just lied to him.
Yeah. Well, you know, here's the thing about people like that, Natalie. Fucking assholes. Don't see it sometimes when it's coming straight for their head. But we gotta be clever. We gotta be real fucking clever, but okay?
Yeah, we really have to be careful now.
And I just sort of motion for Maria. Maria, good news. We got some help in dealing with a whole bunch of assholes. Only problem is when we're done, we're gonna have to kill Sammy Giovanni. And it might not go well, but way I see it. You gotta gamble when you're in Atlantic City, right?
Sure. Sounds to me like you traded a suicide mission for a suicide mission, so not much has changed for me.
As dawn approaches, it's still some way off, but it's been one hell of a night already. The three of you are drawn to thinking about how exactly you're going to carry out this operation. If it requires eliminating all the Hecata in the city, you only know of two, and you've been told there are four. You know all their names, but you don't know whether they're all as implicated or guilty as each other. And that does bring some pause for thought. And yet, Raymond Milliner, someone with whom most of you have only just recently become acquainted, is dead because of at least two of these individuals. So, blood for blood. There has to be a sacrifice. What's more, all three of you are feeling damn hungry. And it's very easy to feed on a battlefield. Maybe it's time to sample some Hecata blood, some rogue Hecata blood.
You have listened to an episode of Red Moon Roleplaying, where we played The Family, a Cults of the Blood Gods chronicle for Vampire the Masquerade 5th edition. Cults of the Blood Gods is published by our friends at Onyx Path Publishing. Our storyteller was the gentleman gamer Matthew Dawkins, and we were also joined by Jason Carl, Clara Herbel, and Bianca Savazzi. The music was created by Atrium Carceri, featuring many collaborations with other artists from their label Cryochamber. Check them out at cryochamber.bandcamp.com and their YouTube channel for more amazing dark ambient. If you want more Vampire the Masquerade content, don't miss out on our chronicle, No Man is an Island, as well as The Sacrifice for Chicago by Night. We would like to give massive thanks to our champions of the Red Moon, Martin Hoyschobert, Nastasha Rawlerson, Simon Cooper, and David, for their generous support. And we would of course like to thank all of our other patrons. Without your support, the show would not be possible. If you want to support our work, please check us out on Patreon. You can get access to bonus campaigns for Cult Divinity Lost and Coriolis there, as well as get early and raw access to all of our recordings. You can also hear your name read on the show as a champion of the Red Moon, as well as play Cult with us. Most importantly, that support is what keeps the show going, so do check us out there. Thank you again for listening, and see you soon again.